Welcome to the Matt Hines Lady Vikings Coaches Show. You probably thought I was going to forget what I was saying, didn't you? Anyway, welcome to the Matt Hines Lady Vikings Coaches Show. I am your host, Gary Snyder. He is the head coach of the Huntington North Lady Vikings varsity basketball team. Matt Hines, welcome to your own show.
Thanks, Gary. It's good to be back here in week three.
You know, I was like just too loaded with turkey. I almost forgot what the name of the show was. Did you catch that?
I did, but I can completely relate to you. I think I'm about turkeyed out.
Did you have a nice Thanksgiving long weekend?
Yeah, we really did. We did. We went to, you know, my wife's side and went to my side and packed in two Thanksgiving celebrations there and two in one day, and I think I'm still trying to recover, and that was about 3 days ago. So
yeah, we did Thursday. We traveled to hot dog country. I am a hot dog, if you didn't know. I was a Frankfurt hot dog. So we traveled to Frankfurt.
The home of blue chips, huh?
I've got a picture to share with you.
Okay.
Because not too long ago, and I'll send you the link, the Indianapolis Star did a story about 20-something years since Blue Chips. And all of a sudden, I start getting all these emails. And I clicked the link, and about three-quarters of the way down in the story, I was an extra. I was outside scalping tickets. And there I was. Me, 25 years ago, being an extra in Blue Chips.
Man, that's a pretty big deal. I remember that movie came out. I think I had that movie memorized for a while.
Yeah, it was pretty exciting for Frankfurt at the time. And I did get a chance at the time. The big show that I really liked was called Married with Children.
Okay.
And I Ed O'Neill, who played Ed Bundy in the TV show Married with Children, was one of the actors in the movie. So I did get an opportunity to meet him.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
So Blue Chips, I don't think it won any Academy Awards, but it was still pretty cool.
It was cool, and it was definitely entertaining.
Yeah, and Frankfurt has one of those gymnasiums that you just don't see every day in a high school. It's pretty neat. And when we moved from I used to go to Taylor, so when we moved from Kokomo, where I was a Taylor Titan, and moved to the big city of Frankfurt and the big city gym, I was pretty impressed.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah. And you know, the neat thing about that movie, anybody that loves basketball is gonna love that movie with all the players in it. You know, there's all kinds of collegiate players that were in that you recognize. So it's pretty cool.
Yeah, that was pretty neat. And of course, everyone remembers Hoosiers, one of my favorites.
Absolutely.
We actually tried to steal the Terhune sign one night. Didn't get it done. All right, Coach. Well, you just won game last week, so I don't know what you did with all your spare time. Unfortunately, it was a 46-34 loss to Homestead. Why don't you take us through that game? What went well? What didn't?
Well, you know, going against a team like Homestead, and you can always expect the best. I mean, they're well coached. And Coach Parker's been there for, you know, I think 19 years or just under 20 years. And so they are just kind of a well-oiled machine. They run their offense very well. They read the defense well. So we had our work cut out for us, and we knew that. You know, really coming off of Saturday's game against Northfield, you had one day to prep for them. So that's difficult. But I was really proud of our kids. And how they went about it. I thought they were game ready. They came out and just battled for 32 straight minutes. And, we got beat by a good Homestead team. They were without, one of their starters, and the Patterson girl, And everybody knows that, you know, she's a heck of an athlete. But they still have a lot of good players, and they just really did a good job of kind of spreading us out. They come off a stagger screen, and that's hard. And we have to keep our post player kind of home on that and keep her guarding her man. And so that allows for or requires us to have a lot more communication. So there were some things that we did really well. And then there was a couple stretches, mainly in the second quarter. And then there was another little stretch in the third where we struggled a little bit. And other than those, you know, probably 4 or 5 minutes combined, we really did a pretty good job. Defensively, we outscored them. We held them to, I believe it was 4 points in the fourth quarter. And so there were some really good things to take away. What we're looking for is the growth of our program, the growth of our team. And, you know, I thought at times we moved the ball really well. We were unselfish. There's still moments where we can attack, and we just didn't see those moments. But that's what film is for, you know, and we watched some of that and showed that to our players. And, you know, defensively, like I said, other than a few breakdowns here and there, you know, we did a really good job and just thought we battled. Sometimes we were outsized against the post, and I thought our kids battled when Caitlin Arnold was not in. We did a good job of getting front in the post and getting backside help. And it was just – it was a fun game. You know, our kids competed. North Arena was rocking. I thought the kids – you know, our fans came out and supported us. And our girls just had a blast. You know, anytime you're going up against a great team, to just come at them and bring all you have, I think it just shows what we're capable of, you know. And I think, you know, we're not there yet, but we're getting there. And so that was a good test for us, a really good test. And we fell a little bit short, but I really liked some of the things I saw.
You know, when you come up a little short like that, or even playing a closer game like that, you had some lopsided wins. Does a game like this, even though you did lose, help you in the long run? Because when it all comes down to it, you play for that state championship starting in the sectionals in March. So does this help you reach that goal, even though you came up on the short end of the score?
Yeah, you know, Gary, we're in year one of our program. You know, we probably it probably could have been, you know, the score could have been maybe, I don't know if it would have been a lot closer, but, you know, we may be able to help them in the low 40s or even, you know, something like that. But I told our kids with about halfway through the fourth quarter, you know, we didn't come here to compete. We came here to win. And so we had to gamble a little bit at the end, and I think they hit two or three free throws by us trying to foul at the end. And, you know, and they may have gotten those anyway. So, but, you know, I was really, really proud of our kids because the thing is, you know, it's about growth. You know, it's about, you know, how can we get better? And so when you play a really good team in Homestead, you know, you have an opportunity to grow, and it's all about how you go about it. You know, you can go out there and cower if you want to look at a challenge that way, but you're not going to grow from that, you know, in how you go through that. So we went at it and kind of just stared our challenge in the eye, and, you know, they got the better of us. Tip our hat to them, but it wasn't for a lack of effort or intensity or anything like that. We just had some moments that we had to clean up, and that's part of getting better as a team.
All right, Coach, who's your player of the week last week? Give her a little recognition.
This week our player of the week is going to be Caitlin Arnold. Caitlin is our post player, and she has done a really nice job. We really found her a lot in the Homestead game. She came on late and really, really kind of, they were starting to pull away, and we started feeding her inside, and she did a really nice job of of kind of making her presence known. In fact, they had to kind of, you know, at one point they put in somebody different to guard her, and they were, you know, setting a couple people down on her. And so I thought, you know, that's a good thing for her and for us. She just kind of made a statement. And I think, you know, moving forward, that should really help her confidence to know, you know, she can play like that against a team like Homestead.
All right. Well, congratulations to Caitlin Arnold, the Huntington North Ladies Vikings Player of the Week. Coach, can you hold through the break?
I sure can.
All right. When we come back, we'll take a look at the week ahead. It's on the other piece of paper. Here you go. Home game against Fort Wayne Lures, and you guys travel to Norwell. We'll look at those games right here on the Matt Hines Lady Vikings Coaches Show on Indiana Talk Sports, SB Nation Radio.
I'm Gary Snyder, host of the Gary Snyder Show right here on the Indiana Talks Network. When you run a digital media company, it's important all aspects of your technology works. And when it doesn't, you need a team that can figure out what's wrong and get it fixed. So when my iMac took a dive, I called Troy Office Solutions. Troy came on site, diagnosed the problem, and got it fixed fast, and most importantly, got it fixed right. So if you have a computer, server, network, or any other problems with your technology, give Troy Office Solutions a call at 260-760-4629 to get it.
Hi, this is Gary Snyder right here at the Indiana Talks Network. We recently did some light remodeling and spring cleaning at our home and needed a dumpster. And if you haven't priced dumpsters lately from the large trash companies, don't. Give Black Creek Hauling and Contracting a call at 260-494-5364. Adam will deliver a 10, 12, or 15-yard dumpster to your home or work site and pick it up when you're finished. They're on time. They clean up. Again, give Adam at Black Creek Hauling and Contracting a call today, 260-494-5364. You can also follow them on Facebook by searching Black Creek Hauling.
Welcome back to the Matt Hines Lady Vikings Coaches Show. I am your host, Gary Snyder. He is the person you want to hear from, Matt Hines, head coach of the Huntington North Lady Vikings basketball team. All right, Coach, you went 0-1 last week. What's that? What's your record now? Because I should know this, but
we are now 5-2.
Okay, so 5-2 on the season. Yeah, I got to turn my paper over. On Tuesday, you're at home against Fort Wayne Lures. Talk about Lures a little bit. What we can expect to see from them?
Well, Lures is certainly a very good team. I had a chance to watch them against a really good Norwell team, who we play later this week as well. And they really got a nice group of players. They kind of spread the ball around. They got a girl that's averaging about 15 and 16 a game, and left-handed, and she can shoot the three, and she can drive it, and she can post, and so that's gonna, you know, she's gonna be a handful, and she really does a nice job of getting to the basket. Then they got some complimentary shooters that kind of spread out on the three-point line, and they all shoot it really well. So you really got to get out and contest, and then you got to try to keep them out of the lane at the same time. They got two or three kids that drive it really well, and have some pretty good quicks. And so, needless to say, we're going to have our hands full, but you know, that's how you get better is by playing teams like this. And it'll be another good test for us.
All right. And then, Friday night, you guys go to Norwell. Tell us about Norwell.
Yeah. Norwell, just a really good coach team. Coach Thornton's been there for a long time and really does a nice job with his program. You know, all their kids know their system, and you know, that's kind of one of the things that we're and try to get our program to, and just make sure everyone runs the same system. And our younger coaches are doing a fantastic job of that. But this is a great opportunity as well when you play, you know, first conference game, so you're trying to make a statement early. You know, we know Norwell's going to come out and they're 1-3-1, and you know, they'll mix defenses a little bit, but they're going to do a nice job. They got great length. They got kids that can get to the basket. So kids that can shoot it, they can post. I mean, they kind of have a well-balanced offensive team. Defensively, they're just long. You know, it's hard. You got to make sure you're really, you know, really fundamental against them. Jump stops, pass fakes, you know, attacking the outside short so you don't get trapped. And everything we teach our kids, it's going to really have to come into play. And so we got two really tough games this week, but also two great opportunities to get better.
Do the conference games, do they get you guys fired up just a little bit more than say a non-conference game?
You know, we try not to. We try to tell our kids, you know, the biggest game on our schedule is always our next game. And that's kind of how we approach it. We approach everything one game at a time. But, you know, as well as I do, kids are kids. And some teams, they get up for more than others. And our fans sometimes get up for more than others. You know, and we can't control that so much. We can just try to approach each game one at a time. And hey, the biggest game on our schedule right here is the next game that we play.
All right, so 5-2 so far on the season. I would assume that's about a quarter of your season in about 3 weeks.
It's definitely a third. Yeah.
Are you happy at where you're at right now?
Yeah, I think so. I'm very pleased with our kids. We, you know, they are just progressing very nicely, and it's not just about the wins and losses, just how they're going about it. They are great teammates to one another, and you know, very coachable. I mean, as a coach, I couldn't ask for better kids. I wouldn't trade them for the world. And so it's just been a really good transition for me personally. You know, I've had players come up. I had one young lady come up and just say, you know, even after the Homestead game, coach, you know, I'm just having a blast, you know, just how we're going about things. And to hear that is very reassuring to know that we're kind of doing things the right way.
You know, anytime a kid can walk off the court with a smile on their face, that's a good thing. It's someone told me a long time ago when my son started playing hockey, you'll never see a kid walk off the ice without a smile on his face. And I found that to be true. And boy, if you can get that going in basketball, then that's a success right there.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, we tell our kids all the time that, you know, it's not so much, you know, if you focus on the scoreboard all the time, you know, the best way to win a game is just to focus on what you're doing in that moment, to not be a scoreboard watcher and just to do the absolute best you can. And if you know, sometimes maybe the ball doesn't go in, maybe sometimes it does. But you know, if you're competing at a high level and giving everything you have and serving your teammates, you know, and believing in what we're doing, man, I just think when you walk off and you lay it all on the line, you know, hey, I've done all I can. You can be okay with that.
Anything else you want to cover before we let you run for the week?
I don't think so. We just got to keep on keeping on and keep believing and improving our program one day at a time.
All right. Well, Coach, thank you. Good luck this week, and we'll talk next week.
All right. Thank you, Gary. I appreciate it.
You're listening to the Matt Hines Lady Vikings Coaches Show on Indiana Talk Sports, SB Nation Radio.